Sup, diehards. Welcome back. It's Wednesday once again. And the dynamic is here. But this time it's not Trey. It's Josh. Sit back. Relax. Chapel is over. And now it's harvest party time.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Dynamics Guide to Life. I'm Trey, and we're shaking it up today.
You're too used to doing the intro, bro.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, just read the quote.
Okay.
It's not that big.
We have a quote from you. A very good quote.
It is actually.
We really do good. Say so ourselves. Start quote now. You know, I've realized that I'm probably just perfect, and it's everyone else around me that's got issues. Mm. End quote. This quote is from none other than the Scott Disick.
I never get tired of hearing that one.
Love that one.
It's just motivation.
You know, I would expect nothing less than someone who married into the Kardashian family.
Oh, is that who he is?
Yes. But then he got, like, big divorce, though.
Oh.
Can we say divorce on this podcast?
It's too late now.
Divorce.
So he married into the Kardashians.
Yes.
Had Was multiple, he married? Oh,
multiple kids. Children. I think they had, like, two.
Really?
And then big old split toe. It was all on the show. Keeping Up with the Kardashians was kind of a good show sometimes.
I never saw it. I know what it was.
It was the perfect, like, sleep show. Like, I'd put it on and go to sleep to it.
They were rich, weren't they?
No, they are rich. Like, as of right this second.
Sorry. Yes, that's what I meant.
They're probably going to keep being rich.
How old are they now? Like, guess. Obviously, you don't know.
Actually, I think Kim is, like, 40.
Oh.
Late 40s.
Oh, okay. I was for sure thinking you were going to say 50s.
No. I think the oldest is just now like hitting her 50s.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah. Well, Kim's the second oldest and she was dating Kanye West. And I know how old Kanye West is.
I wonder if they like, they had a lot of money.
Why are we so distracted today?
When are we not? You're right. Harvest party.
Yes.
It is coming quicker than any of y'all want to admit.
Yes.
But it is right around the corner.
Hey, for the people who don't go to CBC, is Harvest Party this thing where we pick apples?
Sorry, I jumped in too much. No, it's where we pick corn.
Oh, is it an actual party? Like a...
Nope. We just... Actually, yes. Everyone dresses up, and then you show up to a farm, random farm, and hope that y'all all pick the right farm.
Ooh.
The same farm.
Sounds like a horror movie.
It is.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Yep.
No, but seriously, Harvest Party.
For real this time.
Let's lock in.
Yep.
Harvest Party.
Pumpkins.
Yes. Quite possibly could be the biggest social gathering.
Not quite possibly. It's definitely the biggest.
No, totally
is. What would beat that?
On CBC.
Homecoming's next to it, sort of.
Yeah, but it's way
it's a different level of big.
Yeah. It's like Harvest Party is the Statue of Liberty, and then Homecoming is like the Eiffel Tower, but the one in Vegas, not the one in France.
Well, even the Eiffel Tower in Paris is not that big next to the Statue of Liberty.
It's not?
It's not. Oh, wait. Or is it the other way around? Is it the Statue of Liberty next to the Eiffel Tower?
Because we totally got the Statue of Liberty from the French.
We did get it from the French.
I can't see the French building something bigger than like their only thing. Like the only thing that gives them notoriety.
There's a replica of the Statue of Liberty in Paris.
Sure. That's small.
I learned that
that's
national homecoming. Treasure.
That's homecoming.
No, I learned that national treasure. Accurate. Fact nice. Check me.
Homecoming is the France version of the Statue of Liberty.
Okay, cool.
With Harvest Party being the real version.
Yeah. So it's big.
It is.
Like, it's real big.
It's
like,
a huge
all thing. Y'all knew what the Eiffel Tower and Statue of Liberty is. So yes. Regardless, it's big.
And if you go to CBC, you should be treating Harvest
it's
Party
even bigger.
As the big deal that it is.
No, for real.
Like,
don't just slack off. Think twice if you're actually
going
to go.
No, you're going and you're going to put it on.
Yes.
You are going to dress to the tens.
All of it.
Not even the ninth, the tens.
The 11s.
Ooh. Yes. You should be decked out for Harvest Party.
Because this isn't just your normal night in the calf.
No. This is a special night.
This is next level.
This is prom times your high school homecoming, times your wedding reception.
Oh, wow.
Times your quinceanera, if you're Mexican/British, like our co-host. Like, this is how big of a deal Harvest Party is. Okay. and you should treat it as such.
No, for real.
Well, Harvest Party being so close, I like to give some...
Reminisce.
Some rules. No. I like to give some rules.
Oh, not
and
yet.
Some guidelines.
We're just starting off with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Because...
So the guys or the girls?
The girls.
Okay.
This is Trey's...
WikiHow.
Yes. Multi-step WikiHow on how to get Harvest Party right. How to do Harvest Party right.
How to do it right.
Okay.
Because there is a wrong way.
There is a wrong way.
And we don't talk about that on the
podcast. Step one is to, of course...
Oh, no.
Lock your eyes on that special guy you're going to ask.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, figure it out. Some of y'all out there have multiple guys. You need to narrow that list down to one.
Yeah, because we can't be having...
Yeah, you can't invite multiple
four guys on your arm when yes. you walk in.
Step number two.
Dos.
Ask that guy in the most elaborate way possible. Yeah. Like, just walking up to him with a poster and saying, Harvest Party question mark is not enough.
Like,
when I say elaborate, I mean
this flash is college, mob. Guys.
Like, embarrass him at chapel.
Step up the game.
Like, you go up there and you rip that microphone from our president while he's talking, mm-hmm. and you say, blank, will you go to Harvest Party with me?
Yeah.
And that leads me to step number three. Do not accept no for Trace. An answer. Do not accept no for an answer.
Yeah, if he does, you know.
Yes. If he's sick that day, you become a doctor.
Chase him down.
If he breaks his foot, you surgically glue it together so he can take you to Harvest Party.
Exactly.
If he gets in a car wreck, you use the time stone and reverse that car wreck.
Yeah.
Like, do not, no is not acceptable.
Yeah. If he's a customer, bag his groceries.
Yes. Step number four. Just Quattro. Go. And have a great time.
Just go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four steps.
There's a lot less steps. But what about for the guys?
For the guys.
Just say yes.
Make her work for it.
Whoa.
Try to make her say no. No, try to make her accept no. I'm sorry.
What's your reasoning for that?
Because girls have always, in the grand scheme of dating, always had it easier. They kind of just like sit back, get asked out, get taken out to dinner, whether they like the guy or not. Like, they'll just go out with him. He pays. All she has to do is just like show up.
That is fair, actually.
And be pretty. And some of the times, they aren't even pretty. So I think the guys should be able to flip the roles and let's make the girls sweat a little bit.
That's a good point. Because, I mean, if we're making guys ask girls, might as well
making girls ask
commit
guys.
To the flip.
Making girls ask guys.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yes.
I flip so much, I flip back.
For real. Commit to the flip.
Yeah.
Yes. Those are Trey's wiki house on how to...
Wiki wisdom.
Wiki wisdom to a successful Harvest Party.
Yeah.
Top tier. Good. But reminiscing.
Yes.
Harvest Party, we've only been here a year, so we've only done one Harvest Party.
Right.
Like, but our year was...
It was a year.
It was.
It was up there.
Man.
I don't know if this year will beat that. I'm hopeful because it's the biggest night of the year.
Just so much happened.
But
like, before Harvest Party.
Yeah, not even the actual event. That Saturday night.
Yes.
Where do we even start? Do we start with Kaylee? I think we start
Saturday. Oh, wow. You just jumped right into the name drop.
Hey.
Hey, Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee.
You got your name said on the podcast. You should feel honored.
Three times already, and we're not even close to done.
Yes, for those of y'all.
No, we need to back up farther.
No, we do.
Way before Kaylee enters this picture.
Where are we backing up to?
We're backing it. We're putting it in reverse.
Beep, beep,
and we're
beep.
Backing it up in the car. But the car won't start.
Oof, like your car?
No, not my car.
Oh.
Someone else's car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Locked in.
Okay. So.
Yeah, you do it.
We
you
have
do
a
it.
Friend.
Yeah.
Have a friend, had a friend.
Have a friend.
Yes, we have a friend. And they were going dress shopping. This friend was actually a girl.
She was going dress shopping.
Yes, and
with
she...
With multiple other
Multiple females. Other girls. Who we were also friends with at the time.
She, her and her friends, they were dress shopping it up.
Yes, and for those of y'all that
and
don't
this
know...
this is probably still like 2-3 weeks before Harvest
yeah.
Party.
For those of y'all
this
that don't
before
know...
before I decided to go.
For real.
Fun fact, because I was originally not going to go.
He was totally going to go the whole time.
So, y'all out there listening, you guys, I know there's a bunch, like, I don't want to go. Go.
You totally want to go.
Because I would have regretted it had I not gone.
Yes, you would have.
Anyway,
our friends, for those of y'all that don't know, it's not many dress places in Conway that are cheap and affordable for college students.
Mm-hmm.
So, they were like, we're going to go to Little Rock and then down to Pine Bluff, which has, like, cheaper dress stores.
Isn't it like a Dillard's Warehouse or something?
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
So they, but, and we're just like, okay, cool. Have fun.
Go be adults.
Right.
Like, do your life.
Like, we have nothing
so
to look for.
They
so.
Leave in like 30 minutes maybe
Probably
passes.
Not even.
Like, not even.
Mm-hmm.
They don't leave Conway City Limits.
What was so weird is we were sitting in the community room that day.
Yeah. And we've never seen the
we're
community
never
room.
In there.
Yeah.
Just random piece.
Yeah. They call us and they're like.
Do you know why those why did the community room have those chairs with no legs? You know those ones that are on the floor?
I heard it's for like when you sit on a table or like somewhere that doesn't have a back. You know the old people at baseball games or basketball games with the orthopedic backs?
Yeah.
I think that's what that is, but for college students because they're poor.
Why do we need them?
Because we're trying to preserve our backs so we don't get to that point in life.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, car.
They call us and they're like, our car is kind of not working. And we're like, did you put gas in it?
Did you put gas in it?
And they're like, yeah, it kind of started smoking. And we were like, oof, smoking can cause cancer. And there's nothing worse than car cancer.
No, for real. Because imagine a car with cancer.
Yes.
Imagine the chemo.
Man. So apparently, story goes, they stopped at Walmart.
No. Yes.
They stopped at Walmart. Maybe to get gas.
Probably. What if they got the wrong gas? What if they got diesel?
That'd be so new. And when they tried to start it back, the car started like
smoking.
Yeah, it like went and then started smoking.
Like experienced smoker.
Yes. Like 30 years of smoker.
Yeah, like
with the stoma.
Voice.
Like commercial smoker.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Have you or a loved one been infected? Keep going. Sorry.
They're like, so luckily the main girl whose car it was, she was like, my dad knows a guy who's a mechanic in Conway. So they get the car towed, but they're like,
no, I think they actually drove over.
Oh, with it smoking.
Smoking and everything.
It was right across the street.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't that far.
You just had to jet across there. But
yeah.
Like, it's smoking everything. They just smoked it on over.
Yeah. And to put things into perspective, one of the girls there.
Perspective.
Yes. One of the girls there had a boyfriend at the time.
Yes. Only one in that car, right? That had a.
Yeah. Everybody else there was single, I think. Mm-hmm. And we were still the first call made. Like nobody was like, call your boyfriend.
Are we sure we were the first call? Or were we the second call and the first call just didn't pick up?
Oh, I do think boyfriend ignored her. Needless to say, that relationship is no longer. Is no longer.
So they called us.
They did call us. And we ended up having to go pick them up. And that poor, poor girl, she didn't have her car for like
it was
a couple weeks.
It was a long minute.
Because like as soon as the people would fix one thing, mm-hmm. another thing would break.
Yeah.
Like her car is really old and trashy.
Janky, if you will.
Very janky. But yeah.
That's what happened
moral
there.
Of the story. Moral of that story.
Don't, there's actually a lot of morals.
There's so many
morals. Like, don't let your car start smoking because it's bad for its lungs.
Yes. If you're a boyfriend, go pick up your girlfriend.
For real.
And
you really don't need to buy harvest party dresses from Pine Bluff.
Yes.
Unless you're rich.
Yes. Stay in Conway.
Especially when your car is smoking like that. And you have a not amazing boyfriend.
Plot twist, do you think the car was scared of Pine Bluff? And the car just broke down on a song like Herbie.
Oh yeah,
yes. The
good
car
movie.
The car was afraid of Pine Bluff.
That is a great movie. Do you remember the old Herbies?
Old Herbies.
Yes, before Lindsay Lohan.
I don't.
Shout out to Lindsay Lohan. If you're listening, you don't.
I don't.
They're like old, but there was one where it was this little Mexican kid, and he called the car Ocho because like he didn't know English.
Are so you making this up?
The five and the three.
You are not making.
I'm not
you are making
this up. Fact check me.
Okay.
Just like my National Treasure fun fact and the Statue of Liberty in Paris. This is just Josh's guide to movies today.
Hey, that's we'll not what this is. We got to get back to Harvest Party.
But Ocho. Herbie was Ocho because 5 + 3 = 8.
Nice. So her car was Ocho.
Yeah, but it was like Ocho of commission.
It was like adios. Anyway, we got to get to Kaylee now. Tell the people about Kaylee.
Okay.
We talked about her. We talked her up.
This part is great. Disclaimer,
Kaylee,
we do have permission from Kaylee.
Yes.
Kaylee is a real one out there.
Thank you, Kaylee, for releasing this.
Thank you, Kaylee. What's your last name? Kaylee Sullivan.
Yes, for allowing us to break this story. I feel like TMZ.
Yeah. Anyway, Kaylee Sullivan had a date to Harvest Party.
I think date is an understatement.
She had her boyfriend taking her to Harvest Party.
I still think boyfriend was an understatement. Like, long-term boyfriend.
Let me not say that. She had a date, and it was her boyfriend.
Like, we thought they were locked in.
They
at least for thought, Harvest Party.
Okay, so we love you, Kaylee.
We really do.
Kaylee is making all these plans for Harvest Party.
And life.
Yep. And Saturday comes because Harvest Party. Harvest Party is on Saturday, guys.
Yes.
It's always, I don't know why, but it's always on Saturday. It just is.
So Kaylee's getting ready, like she is. She's putting it on, and she put it on that night.
She really did great. Like, the fit was fire.
It was. It really was. We forgot to tell how I ended up going. I wasn't going to go, and then I went.
I peer pressured him into going. I was like, Josh, would not be very
I just didn't want to go because I was going by myself, because that's lame.
But I went by myself, and it wasn't lame.
No girl asked me.
No girl asked me either.
Not holding it against anything.
I am. I'm holding it against every girl in the world, not just CBC. All of the women, the race, women. Species.
The women
race,
the women gender.
Yes, the women gender.
Just the other half.
Yeah.
Can we call it the other half?
Yeah, let's do that.
That's what it is.
Back to Kaylee.
Yeah. So I was going now because, honestly, I also just didn't see the point in spending $20, but whatever. It was worth it. So even if you're going by yourself, it's not that bad because a lot of people go by themselves.
Yeah.
Or even if you're just going with friends, it's also not that weird because a lot of people do that too.
Yes, they do.
Like, if that girl doesn't ask you, oh well.
Plot twist. If that girl's like, ew, I would never ask him, just say you're going as friends.
True.
That always works for us.
It does, actually.
Until it doesn't. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, anyway. Where was I? Kaylee had a boyfriend. She was getting ready. And then her boyfriend dumped her.
Yes.
Her boyfriend did. Dumped her hours before harvest party.
To make matters worse, dumped her by text. Was like, I'm paraphrasing, of course.
Didn't even have the nerves to call her. He was like, let alone show up, because as it is, coward. But
hey, K-Slay, it's over.
Not K-Slay.
K-Slay, it's over. And P.S., we're not going to harvest party anymore.
Dang.
Like, he did make that very clear that he was still not coming to harvest.
Not even a, let's finish off, let me finish this commitment I made.
Yeah, he was like, forget both the commitments.
Yeah.
I am not locked in.
I'm done.
We won't say his name because obvious reasons.
And poor Kaylee.
No, she was devastated.
Girls, put yourselves in her spot right now.
Some of y'all have been in her spot.
You have a boyfriend.
Be honest with yourself.
You are ready to do life with this boyfriend.
Or at least harvest party.
And yeah, exactly. At the very least, this event that's happening in 5 hours.
Like the biggest social event in your collegiate career.
Like literally. That is the worst thing that could have happened to her.
Your first harvest party at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a freshman.
Poor, poor freshman.
And Kaylee. You can imagine what Kaylee was like.
She was a nervous wreck. Ooh, you know what she was?
What? What was she?
Have you seen the movie Bridesmaids?
No.
Oh. Well, there's a scene in Bridesmaids where, like, everybody eats, like, some bad chili. Oh. I don't know where they eat it at, but everybody's just so distraught with, like, tummy aches. And they're all, like, crying, but they're all made up, like, in makeup and everything, because they were dress shopping after they went.
Dress shopping?
They went from
their
chili
car break down?
To dress shopping.
That was a bad idea.
It was, but they all had massive tummy aches, and they all started crying, and it was makeup running everywhere.
Whose idea? Who starred in this movie? Who were the bridesmaids?
I think Melissa McCarthy was in that movie.
That makes sense.
Top tier.
Makes sense.
Anyway, keep going to Kaylee and her nervous breakfast.
So she was breaking down, as one would.
Yes.
Like, I can't even imagine if my girlfriend was like, which whom is non-existent.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say boyfriend. We would have had to end this podcast.
We would have ended the dynamic if you said boyfriend.
Locked in.
That's gross.
Keep going.
Hypothetically, if I had a girlfriend and she dumped me 5 hours before her harvest party,
I probably wouldn't even leave my room.
I'd be probably leave my room.
Forget that $20. I'm just going to cry.
Just going to cry.
Just listen to music.
Cry.
I'd be at such a disposition.
Yeah, you would be. It'd be rough.
It really would
Thankfully,
be.
Thankfully, it hasn't happened to us, but it happened to Kaylee.
Single life.
So Kaylee's best friend calls. No, I'm sorry. Kaylee calls me using her best friend's phone.
Yes.
So I was just doing homework or something. We weren't even together in this exact moment. You had to go do something. I had to go do something.
I think we were both like ironing our clothes. This was like an hour before harvest.
No, it was still a couple hours.
Oh, yeah. It happened
like
earlier in the day.
3 hours in. So I definitely was not ironing because I did that like 8 minutes before. She calls with her best friend's phone. So I see the best friend calling me and I'm like,
Like, we're cool, but why are you calling
me? You've
never done this before.
Like, no, hey, cool person, but it's just not in character.
Yeah, very out of character.
So I answered it because I was like, is Kaylee dead?
It might be an emergency.
It might literally be an emergency. And
little did we know it was worse.
Yeah, exactly. Man. Like, for Kaylee, this was the end of the world.
Kaylee was a blubbering mess. Mm. She was like...
And I was like, what'd you say?
She was like, he broke up with me!
Yeah, she got that part out.
Yeah, I was like, oof.
Yeah. So then she was like, can you take me to Harvest Party? And she didn't say it like desperately, though, honestly. Yeah. But I think she was just thinking she wasn't going to go. So I was like, bet. I don't want to walk in there alone anyway.
Yeah.
Because there's no girls that I wanted to ask me. But like, I would have gone with anyone just for the sake of it.
And at Harvest Party, you get announced.
You get announced. So whether like, if you came alone... Everyone knows you came alone.
Yes. Like and the head person someone, would be like,
even if it's nothing, at least you came with someone.
Yeah. And the head person would be like, now introducing Josh.
And that's
a sad sight.
Yeah. It's like, a sad sight. I'm bold, but I am not that bold.
True.
But that didn't happen.
It did not.
Because Kaylee's boyfriend jumped her.
Hey, actually, shouts out to him.
Honestly, for, yeah.
For so many reasons. So many reasons.
For so many reasons. Because
anyway,
in the long run, it worked out.
It really did. It was for the best.
Yeah, for Kaylee. Kaylee won.
Kaylee did win.
That other dude. But Kaylee's like, hey, can you take me? And I'm like, sure, of course. So then the just rest of the afternoon happens. And I mean, I don't know all of Kaylee's side. I'm sure there's a lot of crying.
You called me like.
Yeah, I did. I almost, was like, we're taking Kaylee.
I don't know if it was directly after, but he calls me and is like.
It was probably like 10 minutes later.
Bro, you won't believe what just happened. Yeah. I was like, I probably won't.
Probably won't.
Just tell me. He was like. Kaylee and her boyfriend broke up. And I was like, dang, because we had just met the boyfriend like maybe a week before.
Yeah.
Like he had first come to CBC. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he's cool.
Yep.
He's dope guy.
And now he's no longer.
I know. I added him on Snapchat and everything.
Oh, wow. That's right. You did.
I know. He's still on Snapchat. Do I snap him? No. Just because that's weird. But he's on there.
Awkward silence.
Yeah. But Josh calls me and is like, bro, you won't believe what just happened. Kaylee and her boyfriend broke up. I was like, dang. So she's still going to Harvest? Like, weren't they going to do that together? And Josh was like, also, guess what you're not going to believe? We're taking Kaylee. And I was like, since when did he start speaking French? Who is we? Who is this we stuff going on? He's like, you and me. And I'll let you take it from there.
And that's what we did. So I went to Kroger, because that's the top tier flower shop in town. Really I got her flowers.
Man, we are so, such good friends.
I even texted Jaden and was like, what's her favorite flower? I did feel bad because the flowers did not match her outfit at all.
They did not. But she didn't take pictures of the flowers.
No, she didn't. As she shouldn't.
As she should not.
Yes.
Again, even in her terrible disposition.
Yeah, she didn't lose her taste.
Yeah. Fashion sense.
Yep.
Top tier.
Yes, for sure. Anyway. We pick her up. We go to Harvest Party. I pick her up because you drove separately.
Oh, yeah. You originally had.
Oh,
that's right.
I totally had practice.
Afterwards.
So you thought you were going to go to that.
No, no, no. This is how it went. Harvest Party was like from 8 to 10. Practice started at like 9:30. Mm-hmm. So in my head, I was like, I can get out of Harvest Party early. And one of my teammates went to Harvest Party, too. Yeah, so I was like,
Coach, he rode with me.
Coach won't be too mad.
Yeah.
Boy, was I wrong. Mm-hmm. I was so wrong. Because we got back and Coach was like, I need 25 suicides before you leave. And this was like on the tail end of practice. So like everybody's kind of just like packing up their stuff and getting ready to walk out. Oof. Coaches, they almost, I think they had just broken down. They were already like 1-2-3 team. And people were walking out.
And then here comes.
And then here comes me and teammate.
Harvest Party people.
My plan this year is to get all of my team to go to Harvest Party.
It's a good idea.
So you just didn't have practice.
Just can't have it. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yep. But we get there. It's a fine time.
It was a good time.
Awards happened.
Yeah. It was an award show last time.
It was an award show. And the Dynamic walked away with an award.
Yeah. Oh, duh.
Dynamic.
It's literally called the Dynamic Duo.
Yes, it is.
And if you're a real diehard, you know that because you listened to the first episode.
Flashback to episode one.
Hey, you know who you are. Mm-hmm. Real diehards.
Yep.
But
the night was good. It was all fun, all that stuff. Afterwards, perspective building. Any of y'all are familiar with that?
If
why
not,
is it right next to Chi Alpha?
Because they're in competition with each other. It's like sorority houses. Like, they're all in competition, but they go like boom, 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 boom next to each other.
That makes sense. I wonder which one was there first.
Ooh.
That would be a good Conway fun fact. Like, hey, did you know Perspective was there first?
Yeah. Hey, first person to come up to the dynamic and tell us which was there first.
Yeah.
Gets a shout out on next week's pod.
Yeah.
You get your name personally shouted out.
Yeah. So find that out for us because we don't have time.
We do not.
And we don't care enough to take the time.
But we care enough to take y'all's time.
Yeah. So if you find out, let us know.
And maybe you'll get a shout out.
Yeah. Or was the baseball field there first?
Baseball field was totally there first.
Sure.
Well, it's UCA's. Like, so? UCA was like, baseball or Jesus?
Baseball.
They totally picked baseball. Not saying it was the right decision, but it's totally what they picked.
But it's what they picked.
Yeah.
You're right. But there was a party afterwards.
Party is such a loose.
Yeah, because it was in the Perspective building. I didn't even go in. So when you walk into Perspective building, there's like a lobby, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's not really like a lobby, but that's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
And then there's the main room where like the worship happens on Monday nights, and it's just a big, big old room.
Are we shouting our Perspective as a college ministry?
Unintentionally.
Well, now I'm going to make it intentional.
That's such an interesting building.
It really is.
Like, whoever the architect was for that.
You know, it almost feels like a clubhouse.
It really does.
Like, almost.
Yeah. It's like whoever wanted this built went to the architect and was like, hey, make it churchy. But also make it clubhousey.
They were like, make this the most contemporary club with a sprinkle of Jesus ever.
But also, like, give it a kitchen.
Yeah, but, like, also make
and it an office.
Live inable.
And this weird little nook with a couch.
Yeah.
And some bathrooms.
And a weird hallway with a bathroom.
And, like, a patio, but not a patio.
It's got, like, the awning. It's just the awning.
And let's make the front door, like, the last spot where a front door should be.
And let's put doors.
Who was this architect?
On the back.
They kind of need to be fired. That's what I'm saying. Like, the front door is in the worst spot.
Okay, calm down. This is not Guide to Perspective.
Right.
We have to get back to the Hardys.
Guide to Architects, though, because whoever did that
is bottom tier. Yeah. My gear grinder for this week.
Ooh, I love this part.
Yes. I think I'm just going to keep it in the theme of the Harvey parties.
Harvey parties?
Yes. I understand that Harvest Party is a big deal here.
Where are you going with this?
If you shut your face and pay attention, you'll see.
If you would speed it up.
Put your seatbelt on.
Speed it up. We're running out of time.
No, we're not. We have plenty of time. I understand Harvest Party is a big deal.
We heard that.
I understand Harvest Party is a big deal.
Heard that.
And y'all really care about it.
There we go.
And it means a lot to y'all. So y'all really like to dress to impress. And sure, I've told y'all to dress to impress for Harvest Party, yet really
flashback
put it on.
Flashback to episode 4.
No, flashback to earlier this episode in Trey's wikis. But stop wiki, dressing.
That specific rule applies to something else.
Yes. But stop dressing better for Harvest Party than you do to church. ! Exclamation mark. Like, Harvest Party's cool with your friends, but let's give Jesus the same respect you give Kaylee Sullivan at Harvest Party.
I 185% agree.
Thank you.
Do you live by that rule?
Do I? Most times, yes.
Most times?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Do I wear a suit to church every week?
No. Never.
I do wear a suit to church.
You said every week.
I say, do I wear a suit to church every week? I say no.
Easter?
It was Easter.
It was Easter. It was when I went to your church.
It was so uncomfortable.
6 months ago.
But level of dressiness was the same.
What's a turtleneck and a suit the same?
Because I wore the suit with sneakers, which makes it casual. That makes it business casual. I never wear sneakers to church. Because it's not casual. Church isn't a casual place.
You hear a conspiracy?
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
Yes.
What is it?
Where are suits made?
Ooh, that's actually good.
Like, I think, I don't know. I feel like Betsy Ross isn't dead.
Betsy Ross, the Betsy Ross who made the American flag?
Yeah, that Betsy Ross.
Are you saying she's making every suit known to mankind?
She makes suits.
Stop.
Yes.
This is a terrible plan.
It is a terrible plan, but it's America.
This might be your worst conspiracy theory.
No, it's not.
All in the history of the Dynamics Capital.
Who's making suits?
Hey, people, diehards.
Joseph A. Banks.
Hey, diehards. This is Josh's worst conspiracy.
Prove it wrong.
We promise we'll be better next week because we are out of time. We are out of time.
She is locked up under the basement of the White House.
She's not. But we're out of time.
The president.
We will try better right next week. Now. Josh, you got to wrap it up, man. Oh, can I wrap it up? Because I never get to wrap it up. You did the intro. At least let me do the outro.
But jeez. No, we already did our flip. You did the quote. I did the intro.
Okay. Well, close us out.
No, you can do it.
No, I don't want to do it anymore.
I'm gonna let you do it.
Shut up. I'm doing it now.
Yeah, because I let you.
Here we go. Get my Josh voice on. Hey, guys. We have some special thank yous that we want to do. As always, we want to thank the tower.
Good job.
And all of our bosses. We want to give a special shout out to Hannah Varner, though. Yes, head of E. You know who you are. As always, follow us on Instagram at @TheReal_.
No, you have to stumble through it. That's how I say it.
Dynamac.
I know how to say dynamic. I don't know where the underscores go.
Leave a like on our podcast.
Yeah.
And give follow. Us a follow.
Yeah. Comment.
Yes, comment. Or don't. You know, yeah. Do what you do.
If you
what
liked you it, don't like it.
Yeah, if you like it, if you great don't like it.
Good job.
Thank you.
Such a good teacher.
Our shout out? Are you do I do our shout out?
No, Kaylee Sullivan, you're our shout out.
Yes, you are. You are our second CBC shout out in the history of the dynamic sky.
Yeah. Actually,
yes.
This one was go back and listen to episode 3 if you forgot.
Real diehards know.
Real diehards do know.
Hey, guys.
But this is CBC's second shout-out, Kaylee Sullivan.
Yes.
You're real. Thank you so much.
For letting us share your story.
Life now.
You really are. You are winning now.
You got a real boyfriend?
Yes.
Not the other one. A real boyfriend.
We gotta get out of here. And guys, as always, remember.
Why did you pause so long?
Because I really want them to soak in what we're about to say. We say it every week, but I want them to enjoy it.
Jesus loves you.
But we do not.
Peace out, guys.
Peace.